ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cloudy, cool start to this Wednesday, October 22nd. 66 degrees outside right now, going up to about 80 today, tomorrow, and Friday, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, chance for showers, highs near 80. Then looking ahead to Halloween, highs around 70 degrees with lows in the 50s. And it's not going to be cold, but at least it's not going to be hot either. Let's talk to Jason Wagenspach now. Wagenspach, president of Film Louisiana. How you doing, Jason?
Good, Tommy. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
What's the film industry like in Louisiana these days?
Well, we're actually got a little uptick. We've got a couple of shows here on the ground in New Orleans. We got a show in St. Francisville, Baton Rouge right now. We got a couple more looking to get started before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And we just got back from Hollywood, and looks like we might have a good uptick starting in next year.
Tell me why.
Well, looks like they're starting to come back more domestically. We had a week-long tour of Los Angeles last week with everybody representing Film Louisiana. We had a great showing, about 13 people from our board coming out, really talking about how the benefits of Louisiana are there. And they actually turned around and said, you know what, domestically is where we're going to really try to start looking a little bit more and more prevalent now in 2026.
It would seem with all the different streaming services and the need for content that, man, your business would be going like crazy. Not the case?
You would think so, but I think we've discussed this in the past. It has a lot to do with the mayor that, money is a little bit cheaper and goes a little bit further when you get outside the United States right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're starting to see a lot more talk around bringing business back into the United States, the film industry is starting to take aim as well and really look at how do we continue bringing more projects back home that we haven't seen here in the last 2 to 3 years. And so we're excited about that.
Does location shooting as opposed to like the CGI stuff matter?
Yeah, of course. All of those factors matter. And you get diverse locations, you know, here in the U.S., especially here in Louisiana with our great climate that we have and the mere fact that, you can double from many and multiple cities here in the state. We actually went out to Los Angeles to really promote the fact that we have a lot of those unique locations. We can double for other countries, other cities. And that's one of the main reasons we're obviously hearing a lot more about how Louisiana is going to make a comeback here real soon.
But how do you compete with foreign countries when it comes to, like you're saying, that the dollar goes farther there or you can get more there?
That's tough. And you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of these countries are sovereign nations and they can write checks, you know, at the blink of an eye to attract more production. But I really think that, again, the talent that we have in the United States, the creative nature that we have built up over the last 100, 150 years of creating content, and the mere fact that, a lot of who we create from and a lot of the people that are part of these creative industries want to stay home. I think they really are starting to realize we have great talent here. Why am I going 12 hours on a flight to actually go and work when I can do it right here at home?
When it comes to the people that are in the business like yourself that have capital investment, I don't know if there's debt service on that. Are you guys hurting right now or not?
Yeah, look, everybody is. I mean, when you have a market that, year over year has gone down 50%, everybody across the board is really kind of figuring out how to make things more efficient. They're obviously looking at their bottom line. There's a lot of things that are happening at the moment. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the businesses, you know, have really looked at what does it look like pivoting from outside of the industry. But again, as we see this little bit of uptick that we have here, and as we move into 2026 with a brighter future in front of us, I really think that the industry is going to see a nice little bring back, and a lot of those debt servicings will start to subside a little bit more.
We'll take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jason Wagon back about Film Louisiana. He's the president of Film Louisiana. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 727 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jason Wagon back with Film Louisiana. Jason, when it comes to the content needed for all the different streaming services, take me through how that whole process works, if you will, because ultimately it comes down to filming in Louisiana, production in Louisiana, your facilities being used, and the ancillary business that Louisiana businesses pick up. So how does it all start? You mentioned a trip to Hollywood. Do the uppity ups at Netflix, at the different production studios, Paramount? You know, so many times a movie comes on and you see 15 different people that are involved with it. Do you have to put together a consortium to produce a project? Then from there you decide where? Take me through it.
Well, it is that. It's a consortium. It does take an army to make a big budget project. And nowadays it actually varies. It really... you can be an independent filmmaker and do it, you know, with a smaller team and do independent distribution on your own via social media, YouTube. Or obviously you can go the studio route, which is, you know, pitching a project to a studio, whether that's the optioning of a book or a life rights, making it into a script, hiring the writer, hiring the filmmaker, or what we call the director, and then piecing together, to put all the parts in place to be able to make a movie, all the stars, all the additional financing, you know, everything that comes into play. It's a juggernaut to actually get a movie made, especially these days with all of the legalities that come along with it. What does the market want? What are those needs? And how well are those going to show, you know, in audiences, whether it's on screens or in streaming? So it does take a lot. It is a long process, and having us, you know, go out there on a regular basis as Film Louisiana and as a large group showcasing what the state can offer really goes a long way in promoting what it is that we have in the state and why they want to come to the state of Louisiana.
Where's this going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You got capital investment. You got to be looking at this.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at the changes and what's happening, the technologies that are changing, the use of, you know, virtual volume screens, the uses of how this production is really kind of, you know, utilizing the new tools of AI. And really where we're going to be headed in the storytelling phase. Are people really going to be looking at, you know, CGI and AI on a regular basis, that they're going to get, you know, really kind of done with that and maybe want to go more towards human realism and more reality? Who knows? There's a lot of things that are being just kind of looked at on a regular basis, really quickly and rapidly changing basis. So it's very interesting at this moment.
Man, I hope so. I don't want to see any movie with green screen, this, that, CGI, nothing. Give me real actors and put them on location. That's what I want to see. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Wagensback, president of Film Louisiana. We'll talk to Eugene Green when we come back. New Orleans City Council member. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.